Jim, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Sally.
Correction, Jim. Orion.
Go ahead, Sally,
It's a long day here. Could we doff the suits before we do the cabin configuration and all?
Okay, that's fine with us, Charlie. Go ahead.
Oh, hello there, Tony.
Yeah, good evening, fellas. Outstanding job.
Thank you. Really nice.
Man, where do you see the rocks of this place?
I've been listening to you. Sounds great.
Tony,
it's going to be enough to make a few businesses sit up and grow.
You've already done that.
You never seen so many rocks, Tony. Some piggies, too.
It really sounds fine. I'm getting green again. I tell you, I wasn't green about 3 hours ago. I'd say y'all earned your pay today.
Well, those guys in the trenches that figured out all that earned their pay today, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Tony, tell John Covington that this thing is a piece of cake compared to his lightweight training unit.
Okay, I'll sure do that. He's running around here somewhere.
Oh. You should see, Charlie just picked up his 130-pound backpack with one hand.
And be advised, Tony, we changed our mind on docking suits since we got some stuff behind the aft engine. We're going to go through the normal configuration. We're doing the cabin configuration for stay now.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, Houston, we're down to getting rid of the armrest. Time we get this just back full, I don't know if we're going to be able to open the door.
All right, I know what you mean.
Okay, Tony, my passive, my personal dosimer reads 21109er.
Okay, 21109er. When I went through that jettison business, I felt like I was throwing away half the cabin.
Mine is 22050, Houston.
Okay, 22050.
Okay, Houston, before we do the ETV part of the cabin prep, we are going to take a suit off.
Okay.
And if we'd been smart, we'd have took them off at the first part of this thing.
Before you get your suits off there, you may want to bring that 500mm forward from behind the engine cover there.
Tony, we're ahead of you. We already did that, and we got everything out from back here, and I'm putting up the ISS now, and we'll be, John's getting his stuff off.
Good, so.
Okay, Tony, we got three of us in here now. John's out of his suit.
And I assume all three are walking around.
No, not exactly. One of them's sort of lying here. Tony, is y'all getting high bit rate data here now?
Yes, we do, Charlie.
Okay, John should be back up here. Okay, I read you, Tony.
Very good, John.
I guess our opinion of this operation right about here is that the crewman is really marginal in the suits, and we'd like to get permission to get a shot of cold water through the suit loop. Even with the power down situation,
to keep us from sweating so much. Would that be okay? Whenever we're doing some in the suit work in the cabin.
Okay, we have to talk about that here. Yeah, there's no problem with that, John.
Well, thank you. Just a shot, you know, maybe 30 seconds worth at a clip.
All right, Houston.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, on your cabin gas return, we'd like to go to auto.
Roger, auto on the cabin gas return.
Okay, and on the suit gas diverter to cabin.
Okay, push cabin.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, we've got an ECS H2O SEP light. And that, because we've got to go to SEP 2 or something while we're in this boat.
Copy, John, we're working it.
Yeah, the suit gas diverter valve is chattering. It's making a sort of a purr.
Okay, John, we'd like you to switch water separators.
Okay, we're in full to SEP 2.
Okay.
Okay, we still got a water separate light in here.
Okay, we copy that.
We got the, let me tell you what our configuration is here. We're in full SEP 2. The cab gas return is in auto. We're on primary live cartridge. The suit trigger relief is in auto. We're in push the cabin, and our hoses are stowed against the bulkhead.
Okay, we copy that. Okay, John, separator speed is slowly climbing up there. It looks like it'll make it up all right. It's just a bit slow.
Okay, fine.
All right, Houston.
Speak, Tony.
Okay, I think they're thinking you may have the water and the hose problem. They'd like you to drain the hoses down towards the floor. Maybe we can get some of that out of there. I'd also like you to hold your hand over the blue hose and make sure you're getting good flow.
Okay, Tony, I'm back up. How do you read?
All right, bye, Charlie.
Okay, this ECS on the push to cabin. It sounds like to me that there's a flapper valve or something chattering back in there that is sort of perhaps stagnating the flow in the loop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me too.
Okay, are you getting flow out of the blue hose?
That's affirmative. We're getting it out of there, but I feel the same way that Charlie does. It's got something trapped in there.
Okay.
And it's coming out in pulses. Matter of fact, I make it play what it sounds like for you. Now what you hear there is the mic right up against the hose, and the hose blowing against the microphone. It's not a constant thing, it's just sort of chattering, like some valve in there is not doing its thing.
All right, we heard that, John.
Charlie's is the same way.
Okay, John, we'd like to go back to egress on the suit gas diverter and give us a mark when you do it.
Okay, 3-2-1, mark.
Okay, that's egress on the suit gas diverter.
Okay.
Blows good in suit gas diverter.
Okay, we copy. Okay, we understand all your noise went away.
Yeah, it doesn't chatter anymore in the push the cap valve.
Okay.
Okay, the suit separator light is off now, of course.
Okay.
Charlie's got the 500 all configured and it works. Which I'm not surprised since it was stowed like it was expected to hit like a lot harder than we could.
Okay.
One of those 30G bags.
Nice to have a camera work. Okay, John, at your convenience, we'd like to go back to step one.
You got it.
Okay.